Recorded Books presents Flight from the Ages and Other Stories by Derek Kunskin, narrated by T. Ryder Smith. Preface. I'm a sense of wonder junkie. I always have been. The world I grew up in, while picturesque, vaguely rural, and slow-paced, with wonderfully long summer days, felt like the start of a journey rather than a destination. I remember Saturday morning cartoons, the occasional sci-fi show in prime time, and eventually comic books and novels transporting me to strange places, but always leaving me wanting more. I knew early on that I wanted to write. For no reason at all, I'd started writing a story in grade 2 and finished a modest book in grade 4, which Mr. McCurdy kindly published for my class. But between grade 4 and Beneath Sunlit Shallows, I had to learn to really write. While I took long years to learn, my sense of wonder continued to transport before I could quite transport myself. Science fiction TV like Star Trek, books like Star Wars, tie-ins, and novels like Mythago Wood, Dune, and The Lord of the Rings brought me to different places and hinted at ideas not yet revealed, leaving me hunting for more. My mind was really blown when I learned the weirdness of quantum mechanics, the non-intuitiveness of general relativity, the vast space and time that failed to contain cosmology, and the tirelessly iterative, dumb imagination of evolution. I wanted that feeling of big ideas in what I read, and I wanted it in what I wrote. And at some point, I'd finally learned enough that magazines started buying my stories. Beneath Sunlit Shallows was the first story I sold to Asimov's magazine. It was inspired by reading about extreme life on the ocean floor. It got me thinking that it must suck to live in the benthic parts of the ocean, and readers liked it. Persephone Descending was the first story I ever sold to Analog magazine, and it was the culmination of my lifelong fascination with Venus. A lot of stories are set on Mars, but I felt that sci-fi writers had been shortchanging the goddess of love for some time. I wanted to see what kind of life would evolve in Venus's clouds, and what kind of people would choose to colonize those clouds. Even as I wrote it, I knew one story wouldn't be enough, and a few years later, The House of Styx became my third novel sale. Around 2011 or 2012, I listened to an anthology of time travel stories and was vaguely disappointed. I realized that I'd wanted that anthology to push the boundaries of time travel harder. The stories felt sterile in that they ignored biology. None of them considered the implications of evolution and time travel. So I resolved to write 3 time travel stories, one about evolution and forward time travel, one about evolution and travel back in time, and a third about how many forms of life might adapt differently to many kinds of time travel devices. Schools of Clay was my story about how evolution might interact with forward jumps through time. Pollen from a Future Harvest was my attempt to knit evolution with movement back in time. Sheila Williams at Asimov's magazine bought and edited both. It took until this year to finish the third, and I really should have sent it to Sheila by now. I read Alistair Reynolds' collection, Galactic North, and if you haven't, then run, don't walk, to your local bookstore. You can thank me later. The title story blew my mind with a relativistic chase across the millennia. But, as with everything else I read, I asked, what if Galactic North, but bigger and with a cosmological-level catastrophe? The answer to that question was Flight from the Ages, in which my mind got to travel across all the space and time I could imagine. The story found a home in Asimov's. But I really journeyed, and the jet lag really hit me, in tool use by the humans of Dongzhai County. My stories had been doing well in translation in China, and in 2018 I was invited to Dongzhai County in Guizhou, one of China's poorest provinces.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?